Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Barbecue Shop Talk. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Barbecue Shop Talk here on BarbecueSuperstars.com. We have an exciting show for you tonight, and we have a couple featured guests I'll mention in a minute. But first, we want to mention one of our sponsors, HotspotGraphics.com. That's Patrick Carlson. He actually does barbecue logos really for any product out there. Very talented young man. He's helped us with our Barbecue Shop Talk logo and a number of other things I've done in the past, so I would encourage you to give him a call. That's Patrick Carlson with Hotspot Graphics. You can also reach him at Cartoon Boy and just Google barbecue logos, and you will find his name everywhere. Our restaurant we're featuring this week is Sennett's Inn. That's at 302 Sennett Street. They have a Sunday jazz brunch, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about the location. It's in the old Sterling Garden Center down at Sennett's Inn, right before the river. They have three old buildings down there. They call them the Hall, the Manor House, and the 300 Sennett. They also have an outdoor wedding garden on the property as well. For anybody looking to get married or have a reception, it's a great location. It's right there on the Congaree River next to the historic Gervais Street Bridge. And really, you're two blocks from downtown Vista, and you're also about eight blocks from the state capitol, six or seven blocks from the Gamecock Baseball Stadium. And we're actually having an event there next month. It's called Smoking on the Water, Neath the Bridge, 302 Artisans. And this is an event that's put on by Dupree Percival. And it will be a South Carolina Barbecue Association sanctioned event. I'm very excited to be a part of this. We even got Tim Handy here coming up from the lower part of the country to lower part of the state to cooking this event. We have six or seven of the top 10 in SCBA that's going to be here. It's going to be a great time. Friday night wing thing, about 3,500 wings that night cooked by the cook teams using South Carolina specialty food products. And sauces, rubs, jams, jellies, etc. Should be a great evening, a great Saturday morning. And then I encourage anybody that stays over Saturday night, there's a lot of hotels and so forth there, stay for the Sunday brunch at Sennett's Inn there. It starts at 9:45. Have jazz music, goes to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and they switch from a buffet over to menu style around 11:45. Know the chef there; he's actually cooking at this event, and it will be a fun time if you have the opportunity to either stay or if you have the opportunity, you're in Columbia, you want a great brunch. I would encourage you to go by 302 Sennett's Inn. We have Maury Thomas going to call in at the end of the show. Tell us a little bit about the annual meeting for South Carolina Barbecue Association here in Columbia. I think Garland's going to give us a call about his school coming up in a couple weeks. We're all excited about. And then we're going to send this down to Tim in the Low Country to talk a little bit with Brad Kay this afternoon. And I know he's on site in Florida. And also, Tim, I know you've got some reviews to go over on the contest as well.
Yes. Welcome, everyone. Once again, we're on Barbecue Shop Talk. If you have any questions during the show, please hit us up. Or you can also hit us on Facebook at Barbecue Shop Talk or the website at barbecueshoptalk.com. So a few things in the news. Just wanted to point out, I'm looking at the SCBA, which is the South Carolina Barbecue Association schedule. As Mark mentioned, they do have their annual meeting coming up, being held at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church there in Columbia. It's being held on August the 4th. So if you're interested in becoming a member of the South Carolina Barbecue Association, please visit their website and get some information on that. They have the annual meeting. And it looks like the next contest on the SCBA website will be a contest in Piedmont, South Carolina, August the 10th through the 11th. And it's the Bilo Barbecue Cook-Off. And I spoke with the event organizer earlier today, and they're looking... they're actually looking for six more teams. They have six slots left down there. So if you want to cook in August and brave the heat, by all means, check out the events calendar tab on South Carolina Barbecue Association website. And also receive some information about the Butts and Bluegrass barbecue cook-off being held in Clover the weekend of September 1st. They're looking for more cooking teams down there as well. I believe they have 16 slots that they're looking to fill. So if you want to cook for that that weekend, by all means, again, check the events calendar at South Carolina Barbecue Association. On the SBN side, looks like their next contest is going to be the Beach Boogie Barbecue going on Labor Day weekend down in Myrtle Beach. If you've never done that event, I encourage you to check it out. It's an awesome event. I've done it a few years and won Grand Champion there twice, and it is a lot of fun. A lot of great music, great food, great family time. It's a great venue, so check that out as well. Looking at my calendar, and just want to let you know, we do have three classes for JT's Barbecue Advanced Barbecue class, and then two basic, what we call our history and application classes coming up. Now, folks, the advanced class sold out quick, and we are filling up pretty fast already. That's October the 7th. It's a week-long class. It's all-inclusive, held at Palm Key Resort. It's filling up quick, so if you're interested in an advanced class, please check us out at barbecueshoptalk.com. Go to classes, and it'll give you some information there. Also have two classes coming up, the history and application, what we call our basic classes. The class scheduled for the 14th, is already full. So you're going to be looking at we've got one class left. I believe it starts on the 20th. So you want to check that out as well on the tabs part of the classes at barbecueshoptalk.com. I want to say a special hello out to Miss Judy in North Charleston, South Carolina, who's listening on us tonight, and also a special hello out to Keith with Williams Barbecue Catering out on Johns Island. Now, send it back up to Brad. We got Brad Kilner yet?
Tim, Brad hasn't called in yet. Just send him a text. I know he's on location in Florida, so maybe he's got tied up a little bit there. So while we're waiting on him to call in, I think we'll go ahead and start with Nathan, which is he's with us.
Yeah, let's definitely do that. Yeah.
Yeah, we bring Nathan on here in just a second. He's with the Charleston Pickle Company. And I got an opportunity to meet him in June. We were actually set up side by side at a local Piggly Wiggly here in Columbia. Got to try their pickles, and they are phenomenal. And, Nathan, it's great to have you on the show tonight.
Thanks, Mark. It's a pleasure to be on.
Hey, I know I'm always interested in stories and people, how they got started, how long they're in business, and number of stores they're in and all. And I know you're part of the South Carolina Specialty Foods Association, as we are with our sauces and rubs. And just tell me a little bit about how long you've been in business, how you got started, and just take your time with it.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Well, we've been in business for just under 2 years now. And I've been cooking for over 25 years. And over 2 years ago, I owned an open-faced sandwich company, which I worked at the Charleston Farmers Market. Now, each weekend, I'd go to the local farms collecting produce for my menus. Well, time and time again, I kept getting these pickling cucumbers in my CSA. And I've got to tell you, in general, I'm not real happy with the pickles that are offered at the supermarket. So I thought it'd be best to do something different. Mark, you should have seen me. I went through literally hundreds of recipes, and I wasn't satisfied with any of them. So finally, I just gave up and decided to create my own recipe. Something that would complement the sandwiches, but wouldn't get lost in the meats and gourmet cheeses that I was using. Now, chefs from around Charleston come to the farmer's market on Saturday and pick up their own CSAs, and they began trying my pickles. Now, when I say they were trying my pickles, I was forcing my pickles on them because it was a new recipe and I wanted to see the reaction. Well, I'll tell you what, when people started talking about the pickles just as much as the sandwiches, you know it's time to open up another business. In the first few months of selling pickles to the restaurants, we did so well that we closed the sandwich shop and went full-time into the Charleston Pickle Company. Now, shortly after that, I was at home and a neighbor came ringing on my doorbell, and she said she heard about the pickle dog that the Charleston River Dogs were selling and wanted to know why I wasn't selling my pickle to the River Dogs. I thought that was a very good question, so I gave the River Dogs a call and asked them the same thing. I was invited to come in the next day and do a comparison of pickles. The following day, I had an order for 15 gallons of pickles, and the River Dogs have been buying from us exclusively ever since. Now, those of you who don't know, a pickle dog is just this. They buy a 6-inch pickle from us, slice it down the middle lengthwise, pull out all the seeds and fill it with coleslaw, and a hot dog with no bun. Pickle is the bun. Now, at the same time, the manager of my local Piggly Wiggly asked me to go up to the corporate pig, see if I could sell them my pickles to use in their sandwiches in their deli. Now, you've got to remember, at this point, we're only making 5-gallon whole pickles to sell to the restaurant. So I went up to the Piggly Wiggly Drive and did a blind tasting with the pickles they currently use and my pickles. Now, I knew I was taking a chance, but it was well worth it in the end because the deli manager, or rather the deli director, ended up choosing my pickles over their pickles. He took one look at the label that Design Tech Web, the marketing company that I use, made for the pickles and told me right there, your pickles need to be on our shelf, not in the back where the customers can't get to them. So a short time after that, and now we're in over 40 Piggly Wigglies across South Carolina and Georgia. And that, Mark, is how a Charleston pickle was born.
That's just a great story. And, you know, I hate to admit this to you, especially on the air. I've never been a big pickle person, but after trying your pickles, I have converted. And I really didn't know what the river dog was until you told me. I've heard it mentioned before. But we were talking a little earlier before we come on the air, and we're looking to do something with slaw and barbecue and some bacon wrap to make some barbecue boats out of some of your pickles. So kind of along the same lines, but we're excited to get those recipes started and try it up here using some of our products and your products. And everyone I know that has tried your products really, really enjoy them. And we just have while you're here, we're going to take have a few questions for you and see how you answer these up, all right? What makes your pickles different from everyone else that's out there on the market?
Well, okay. Hang on one sec. The main thing that makes our pickles from everyone else's is quite simply everything. We've created a process that allows us to make our pickles in such a way that they never need to be heated. We have no preservatives, no food coloring, no firming agents, no sugar, just no chemicals, period, unlike the other pickles that you find on the shelf today. Now, when we gave our recipe to the Department of Agriculture, they didn't know quite what to do with us. So they created the name Cold Pour when describing our recipe because we don't cook our pickles like the other companies. And as far as we know at this point, we're the only company in America that does this. It's also because of this recipe that we don't ferment our pickles in a saltwater bath, so they're very, very low in salt. The result is a very fresh and a very sour dill pickle with an intense taste.
The next question for you, Nathan, would be how do you introduce your pickles to your new customers?
Okay, this is something that I really enjoy when we go out and we do tastings. I have people that come over to my table, and this is the question I ask them. Do you like pickles? Really like pickles? Or do you love pickles? Now, the people that love pickles get to eat our pickles right out of the jar, and they'll most likely finish the jar in one sitting. The people that really like pickles, I tend to let them try our pickles with a nice Black Forest ham and sharp cheddar first, and then move them on to tasting the pickle on its own. And the people that just like pickles, most likely they'll be better off eating them with something like burgers and sandwiches and chicken and tuna salad and Bloody Marys and with smoking coals barbecue, of course. Now, the reason behind all this is simple. Our pickles are strong. They're really strong. But as soon as you add them to something, their sourness drops by half. And you know this, Mark. You tried them yourself.
Mm-hmm. And I really, you know, I'm one of those people who like sour. I sit down and eat lemons and limes straight up. So I actually enjoy that sourness where some people might, you know, might want it with something, but I actually enjoy that taste. You know, a lot of people see barbecue plates and stuff and they have pickles on the side, little chips or whatever. Now, yours is not necessarily a side item. And tell us why that is.
Well, I don't see them as just a side item. I see Charleston pickles as more as an ingredient. I mean, you've got to remember when I told you how we first started out, that was my intent when I made them to go in my sandwiches. I get emails all the time about how people are using our pickles in their salads and their sandwiches. I even have a company called Fiddlehead Pizza in Bluffton that use them on their pizzas. People have gone so far to put them on nachos and Bloody Marys like Fat and Juicy. And I've got to say, I've had over 15 trials of our pickles fried versus other restaurants' pickles fried, and they've picked our pickle every single time. Even the Vendue Inn right here in Charleston, they make a Cuban wrap with our pickle running right through the center. And one of the odder things, you know, my daughters like to freeze them before they eat them, and they call them picklesicles. Don't get me wrong, they're great on their own, but just so much more when you can do something with them, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I would agree. And next question for you.
Yeah.
We know your pickles are local because you make them in Charleston, obviously, but tell us, is there anything else that makes them local for you?
Actually, yeah, and this is something that we're really proud of. We work with a company called Grow Food Carolina. Now, they're a nonprofit distributor of foods dedicated to South Carolina, and basically this is what they do. They distribute the produce from South Carolina farms, but here's the catch. They charge less than half than a regular distributor would charge from the farmer. This gives our farmers a chance to actually make some money, so they don't have to struggle each year just to keep the farm afloat. So whenever they're available, I buy my pickling cucumbers from them. And I can also specify that I want my produce to be grown without pesticides, and that's very important to us. Now, these farms are located all over South Carolina, like Millgrove Farms and the Hudson's Family Farm, and also Joseph Field Farms. Now, some of our containers we also get in South Carolina from Easley. We're constantly looking for more ways to shift our purchases local. So if you're out there and you're local, read our label, look what we're using in our ingredients. If you print, go to our website, find my email, send me an email, and tell me what you can do for us, because we want to keep everything in South Carolina if we can. Of course, we're South Carolina certified, and that definitely means something around here, doesn't it, Mark?
Absolutely. You know, we do. I think we all participate, you and I both, as much as possible in anything South Carolina certified. I know the event here in Columbia was great, and you plan on doing those two or three more times a year, and I look forward to it. We had a blast, and there was probably 20 or so specialty foods folks there, all local small businesses to South Carolina. And, you know, my grandfather was a farmer, so I really have a special place in my heart for the farmers of South Carolina, especially the small farmers and good produce. Anytime you can do that and bring something straight to the field like you're doing with a product is just amazing, and I applaud your efforts on that. But I noticed one thing on your website. You got a catchphrase for CPC. It says, "What's in your pickle?" You want to tell us the story behind that?
Yeah, I got to tell you that generally comes from something that I normally do, and that's speak first, think later. We were trying to think of a motto that best described our product and how healthy it is on its own and compared to some of the other products that are out there. And somehow we wanted to list all the ingredients that a lot of companies use that we wouldn't consider natural and we don't use ourselves. But that list was so long that we couldn't fit it into a catchphrase. So I figured people are savvy enough to actually read the ingredients list. So next time, you know, you're out there buying pickles, ask yourself, what's in your pickle?
There you go. Great. Hey, we have two more questions for you. And the next one is going to be, is there anything new that we can expect from the Charleston Pickle Company here in the near or not so near future, possibly? And you'd like to share anything with us today?
Yeah, we've come to a point with our deliveries with Piggly Wiggly and the local restaurants and mom and pop stores down here that we're taking the time now to go through some experimentation to see what we can bring out next. And we've been getting emails and no, people are not shy to call me directly on the phone and say, you need to do this. So we've had people talking about making relishes, pickling okra, tomatoes, and one of the things that I really enjoy are pickling onions. And I'm not talking about those little pearl onions that are so cute sitting in the jar. I'm talking about fresh white onions, pulled sweet onions, pulled right out of South Carolina farms. And put something together with that, and that's one of the things that I'm focusing on right now. I've had one lady taste it. Now, you tell me, Mark, is this a compliment or not? She tasted the onions and she said, "Those things are slap your mama good."
I would take that as a compliment. Absolutely.
I wasn't 100% sure, so I just smiled and said thanks.
Yep.
So yeah, I mean, right now we're taking the large, juicy local onions. We're slicing them just so and adding a bit of spice. We're hoping that they're going to be perfect on meat, chicken, and seafood, or just on their own. But like I said, there are a lot of things that we're pickling as well, so we just need to see which one beats out the rest. I think we'll do some sort of pickling tasting and see what people respond to.
Put me down for that. I think Tim and I both will probably come down and be a taste test for you on that. The onions sound great. My wife loves onions on everything, and my oldest son as well, and I do too. So that would be something very, very interesting to try. So as soon as you get those aboard, let me know, and we'll run down to Charleston and give them a try. Got one more question for you, probably the most important question of the day. I have a 2-gallon bucket of your pickles, as I told you earlier, right on my counter. And everybody else that has heard this and wants some pickles, you need to be able to tell them how they can find some, where they can find some in Charleston. Just how do they get their hands on your pickles?
Okay, well, of course you can find us in the Piggly Wiggly from South Carolina to Georgia. Because they've been local since, like, forever. We're also in restaurants and stores in and around Charleston. There's a lot of mom-and-pop stores like the Queen Street Grocery, Burbage's, Ted's Butcher's Block, and things like that. But if you're further afield, and I know that you've got a wide audience, Mark, we have one of the local stores here in town that we sell to. They're called Taste Charleston. And they ship our cold pour pickles all across the United States. I think the farthest one is we got a call in from Hawaii that wanted to have some. I'm not sure what the shipping cost on that was, but that's as far out as we've gone so far. But if you go to Charleston Pickle Company, you can get more information on shipping, or you can email me if you have any problems or just want to share your love of pickles. And, of course, like I said, people are not shy to call me.
Well, you know what? If there's anybody out there that has a pickling idea for Nathan, give him a call tonight. Keep him up late. Share your thoughts with him. And looking forward to some of your new products coming out. Nathan, it's always a blast to talk to you. Appreciate
you
taking time out of your busy schedule to come on the show with us tonight. And we'll see you soon.
Thank you, sir. As always, it's a pleasure chatting with you.
Thank you and good night.
Night-night.
Hey, Tim, we have us a caller here. I think Brad's probably still tied up here, but we got Garland Hudgens on the line here. Right, Garland?
Oh, yeah, here I am again.
Good deal. Well, I'm going to let Tim, since we've been talking for a little while, I'm going to let Tim talk to you a little bit about the cooking class. I know Tim's involved in that with the brisket and all. I'm going to just step out of the way, and you guys go at it for a little bit.
Well, Garland, welcome to the show. We understand we got a action-packed weekend coming up August the 18th, folks, at the State Farmers Market. Carolina Outdoor Cooking Class is at it again with one of their very, very popular competition barbecue classes. So if you're looking to break out on the competition circuit, cut a year off your time. Come down to this class. It's one day to leave, I'm telling you, with a full belly and a full mind. Isn't that right, Garland?
That's right, and bring some loose pants with you because we're going to be eating a lot of Yeah, we've got a great class coming up. We've got a handful of spots left. We encourage anybody that wants to attend, please go ahead and sign up because it is limited participation. The reason we limit our participation is because we want to personalize our instructions. So please, like I said, it's only a handful of spots left. August 10th is the cutoff or when it's full. So it's first come, first serve.
And now, Garland, these classes you've done in the past have been a huge success, and from what I understand, they have all sold out. So if folks are interested in this class, they need to get in touch with you. They need to talk to you right away about setting something up or holding a spot or something, because I understand these classes have all sold out in the past. Is that right?
That is absolutely correct. We've always sold out our classes. Have a team that's coming, what we call doing our back house work, is where they're going to cook our chicken and ribs. And they also are barbecue backwood smoker dealers. And this team took our Plath in February, and since February, they have won 5 grand championships.
I mean, that just one grand champion right there pays for the class almost 5 times over. Folks, so check out, definitely check out the class. Grohl, tell everybody where they can get information on this class. Give them a website or some contact information for you.
They can go to www.carolinaoutdoorcooking.com and download one of our flyers off the schedule page, and you can see the registration information. Go ahead and get yourself one reserved because they are going quickly.
That sounds good, Garland. Thanks so much for giving us a call. Let us know about this class. Again, folks, we're talking with Garland Hudgens with Carolina Outdoor Cooking Class. If you're into competition, you want to learn more about competition, or if you just like barbecue, if you don't even have to compete. I mean, you can come out and just learn to cook better backyard barbecue and just be the king of the barbecue block, cook for your friends and family, for your church events. And, you know, it's just going to be an action-packed day. It's going to not only is it going to be cooking, but you also have cooker manufacturers out there showing you the ins and outs of some of these cookers, so you can come and open the doors, look through it, and ask a million questions before you go out and you purchase a cooker. So if you're interested in purchasing maybe a backwoods smoker, you couldn't beat this class. You get your belly full, you learn how to cook, and then you get to, you know, right up personal look at these cookers before you make a purchase. So it's a win-win. So, Garland, we really appreciate you calling in tonight.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate everything you guys do for us and do for South Carolina Barbecue.
Hey, Garland, if you can hang on for just a second, I got a question or two for you, and I'll follow up with your interview here that Backwoods Smokers were on the team there, demo team, and I have a little party model. Absolutely love it. I would encourage you guys to wear your buffet pants because there's going to be a lot of food there. And then the second thing, drive your truck just in case. You could buy you Backwoods while you're at this event and go home with something and surprise your wife. But anyway, Garland, Maury has not had an opportunity to call in yet, and I know you're heavily involved with the SCBA. And we have an annual meeting coming up this Saturday, and I just want to see if you had some of the particulars on it maybe you could share with some of our folks out here.
I'd be glad to expand a little bit of what I know. We have our annual meeting coming up this Saturday. This is the South Carolina Barbecue Association annual meeting. And basically it's set up for all the members to get together. And we talk about different things and aspects and contests that are going on in the South Carolina Barbecue area. And we also talk about things that are going on with the South Carolina Barbecue Association in reference to how we're improving, how we marshal programs or events, how we train, or have little training seminars and stuff that teach calculations, marshal, table captains, that kind of stuff. It's all about just growing, making it bigger and better, and the South Carolina Barbecue Association has grown in the last couple of years for we got almost 700 members going on, and it's just getting bigger and better. And the simple fact testify that there's 30 contests a year in South Carolina that are under the South Carolina Barbecue Association sanctioning, if you want to say, shows you that there's plenty of opportunity for South Carolina cookers to go out there and show their front their stuff.
Well, absolutely. And, Garland, we always appreciate having you on. I'm looking forward to the class on the 18th, and I encourage anybody to go to Carolina Outdoor Cooking, download you an app if you haven't gotten one already, sign up for this class. And, Garland, again, I appreciate you informing us a little bit about the SCBA. I look forward to seeing everybody there, including you, on Saturday. And thanks again for calling in. Have a great night.
All right, mark me down for loving pickles, too.
Yeah, absolutely. You go try some of Nathan's pickles, I'm going to tell you, you will not be disappointed. They are great, and it's just he's an exciting person. It's exciting to see his company doing everything it's doing right now, too. So I look forward to some of these new products he's got coming on, too. So I encourage you to go out and check him out, too, the CharlestonPickleCompany.com, or give him a call if you've got an idea for him. Tim, you got any parting words tonight?
Yeah, bring some of those pickles to Garland's class up there on the 18th because I can't wait to try them. I tried to talk to last week's guest, and it was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to trying some pickles.
Absolutely. We're going to try to feature somebody from South Carolina Specialty Foods each week. We're trying to have Nancy and Christine's. It's a homemade old version of homestyle version of basically a Thousand Island dressing, and it's really, really good. I've had a number of times at shows with them. Looking forward to having them on next week, and we're lining up some guests for next week's show here real soon. We hope y'all can join us next week again. Garland, again, it's been fun having you on. We'll shout out to Daryl Mass, let you know that tomorrow night you want to tune in to BBQSuperstars.com. He is actually introducing a national tailgating league through the Barbecue Superstars Network, and I think it's going to kick off here in Columbia. Chris Fulmer's involved with it. I've got a small part to play in it too. Looking really forward to that, and trying to have an event here during the football season where maybe all of us can get together here. Garland, Tim, myself, Nathan has agreed to come up if it works with his schedule, and we just do a tailgating party out here by the stadium, maybe at Yandel's or something, so we can showcase some of our foods and some of the talents. And anyway, we're looking forward to that, and there'll be more about that. Daryl will be bringing you up to speed on it tomorrow night on his show on Friday night at 7 o'clock. So I encourage you to tune in there. Garland, look forward to seeing you Saturday. And Tim, anything else?
No, just waiting for some bluegrass.
Well, I'm going to make your night. Here we go. See you guys next week. Thanks.
All right.